Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your morning report, the rate update with Dan Frio, and I am Dan Frio, yours truly. So what we're going to talk about today is housing inventory, because this is a great strategy of what when I've been watching or studying the housing market, calling previous corrections, and then calling previous rallies into the market. So I'm going to show you that article in a second. And then at the end of the video, we'll go over where mortgage rates are right now and where they're trending. So the first thing we want to do is go over to the article in question. So here's an article. I'll post the link down below, because my goal here is to educate and inform you guys to be an educated consumer when you're looking to buy your first house. Now, I'm not saying buy your first house right now. That is up to you. What are the rules that we go by? Well, you need to make sure your job is as secure as it possibly can be. We make sure your credit is in check. So if you're looking to buy 2, 3, 4 months from now, well, it's now. Let's get working on that credit. The next thing is, do you have the money set aside? This is huge. You not only need money for your down payment, you're going to need money for closing costs, and you're also going to need that reserve account that we always tell you about. We want you to have 3 to 6 months of reserves in case something happens, and I promise you it will. You'll get into that house, and most of the time, you're going to have the furnace go out. The water heater might leak. You might just be down to you need new towels and utensils and things like that. It'll cost you money, trust me. So what we want to look at today is the inventory and how it's shown us over time, peaks and valleys in the real estate market. Okay, so let's go over to the chart that I wanted to show you in regards to inventory. So here's what inventory looks like going back to 1999. All right, so when you read the article that I posted, and again, I post all these things down in the description below so you guys can get these articles and find out for yourself. Do your studies. Don't trust me. Don't trust mainstream media. Don't trust other YouTubers. Do your own due diligence. But in the article you're gonna read is this gentleman called a bottom or a crash in housing basically in 2006. It took a couple of years for it to facilitate, but his goal here was, or his studies says, he had way too much inventory. Look how inventory grew over time through here. So you can see we're at about 4,000, okay? So where are we today? We're down to here. We're about 1,200. So we're like three times less the inventory we had back in 2008. Okay, so what the article read was the gentleman saw inventory building and building and building because everybody wanted to capitalize on this housing frenzy, and then it just became too much supply, okay? So there was oversupply, thus causing a correction, a big correction in housing and the prices. So prices start to decline and decline and decline. Then what did we see in 2018, 2019? The pandemic hit, and then supply was done, labor was done, supply chain issues, everything else, and we have now one of the lowest inventories we've ever seen, well, we've seen in a long, long, long time. So this is the analysis that I want to go over with people to say, this is one of the reasons, and this guy agrees with me, why we won't see a housing crash. Guys, none of us are going to know what's going to happen. But I do have a video coming out next week of my 2023 predictions. This year in 2022, I basically hit the predictions on house values right on the button. I said house values by the end of 2023 from 2022, we're going to be up about 5.5%. I nailed that one. Where I really did you guys a disservice was on interest rates. I thought interest rates would be 5.5. Where are they right now? Let's get over to that market. So to study that market, what we do is we look at the MBS market. The MBS markets are getting crushed right now, okay? Why? Well, look at the stock market. If you haven't seen that yet, it's down another 200 or 300 points today. It was up 300 points yesterday. During the week of Christmas to New Year's, we both basically don't really even look at the charts. I don't watch the Dow Jones. I don't watch the bond market. I don't watch anything because there's not enough liquidity on Wall Street. There's not enough traders on Wall Street to make everything function normally. We just sit back. And if rates plummet, we'll jump in and lock in. But we usually just sit back because this is what happens. People are selling into bonds and the prices are going down and rising rates. So what you're seeing on your screen is the price of a mortgage-backed security. Don't pay attention to mortgage or treasury bills and everything else. This is what you want to look at. Why? Well, it's the mortgage-backed security bond. It's in its name, MBSs, okay? So all you need to know in this regard is what this price is doing. Okay, if the price is going down, like you see on your screen and basically the whole chart there, That means rates are going up. So the bigger that number down, the bigger the number is going to be up. Okay, so look at my shoulder here. We had a little reprieve over the last 2 weeks of the up chart. We usually don't see much of those. But when the number goes up, mortgage rates come down. So we love when this number is up, down 20. But based on this, where are mortgage rates going to go? Well, let's figure out where mortgage rates are right now, where they started the day, and then we can get kind of anticipate where they're going to be as soon as all the banks post their rates. So these are the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing their first house. And you can see the 30-year fixed rate, the 15-year fixed rate, FHA and VA, and the whole gamut of them. What this chart is, or what this report is, it's a report by Mortgage News Daily, and they report this on a daily basis. So again, it's a free report you can get down below as well, because I'm providing you guys with the tools. If you want all this context wrapped up in a bow, subscribe to my newsletter down there. It's free. I don't sell the data, and you'll get updates like this throughout the day, especially if you're a realtor, you're in the mortgage business, maybe you're an economics major, you want to learn this stuff. If you're a consumer, it might be a little overkill, but just watch my channel every day to get a feel for where mortgage rates are going. And then I talk about other things such as different programs out there that you might qualify for that you don't know about and other things. So the next part is that's the mortgage rates. The next piece is, Dan, how else can we follow you? Well, check your local, if you're a podcaster, you listen to podcasts, check them out. I'm on Apple. I'm all over the gamut. So whoever you listen to podcasts through, just Google the Mortgage Update with Dan Friel and you'll find me truly. Another piece of the puzzle that we try to educate you guys with is credit. So I created a credit website a couple years ago. It's called Credit Scores and More. Guys, I'm just providing these as tools to you. I'm not trying to sell you on these services, just giving you educational tools to learn from. So on here, you can find all kind of things on how to get your free credit scores, how to get the credit scores that we use as lenders, and a lot more. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I really would like to see if I can get pre-approved to buy my first house, what do you need to do? Well, the best thing to do here is go to my website. It's called therateupdate.com, and here it is. What most people are doing is they're clicking the button right above my head, and it's book a meeting. They're booking a meeting with me and my staff to ask questions, because why apply for a loan that you don't even know you're going to get approved for? Or let me tell you this, if you did get approved already, remember how Kyle and I always teach you, get 3 quotes? Well, how about if we were able to get those quotes for you? We can get you over 85 quotes with just one search. How do you do that? Well, if you've already got pre-approved by somebody and you got a loan estimate, and if you're doing that, you know what the loan estimate is. If not, once you apply for a mortgage and you get pre-approved or approved, within 3 business days of pulling your credit, what we have to do is issue you a package. And in that package is called a loan estimate. The loan estimate goes over the loan amount, all the fees and everything. What you're going to do is, if you have one already, just go to the website, click the loan estimate button, which is right here. What's going to pop up is this little questionnaire. And the one piece of the puzzle I really need you guys to do or focus in on, how do you want contact? If you don't want us to call you, well, tell us not to call you. Tell us to text you. Tell us to email you. However you want to be contacted, because we don't want to be a pain in your butt. We just want to provide you with the information. What you're going to do is fill out this information, and you're going to drag and drop the loan estimate that you got right into this. We're going to analyze this. Give us about an hour or two. And then what we're going to do, most of the time what we do is we do a video to show you the rates that are available to you based on your credit criteria and everything else, and do a video to show you, can we save you on interest rate? Can we save you on costs? What's happening in most cases, we're saving you on the rate and the cost. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So that's my report for today, guys. I hope you find value in my channel. If you do, all I ask you to do is give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit that bell every time I post a video, alert. God bless, guys. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic new year. Be safe. Be blessed. Give a loved one a hug and a kiss and just say I love you. So other than that, I will be back Monday, first in the morning to give you an update, the first one in 2020. God bless, guys. Take care. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye.